Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. To start your free trial of SiriusXM today, visit SiriusXM.com/believe.
Knicks rookie Pacome Dottier is doing something in the NBA that's extremely rare. It's so rare that we've only seen it happen three other times in NBA history before this time. Pacome Dottier is taking a major pay cut with his first year with the Knicks. We're going to break down exactly why he's doing this and how rare this is. We're going to look at all of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Knicks rookie Pacome Dottier takes a major pay cut for New York. The Knicks have been doing really well drafting rookies, and Pacome Dottier is no different. Not only is he the Knicks' only first-round pick in this year's draft, but the Knicks are signing him to a rookie-scale contract, and the first year, he's taking a major pay cut. Let's break down these reports so you can see exactly why the Knicks are doing this and how it helps New York. Shout out to Fred Katz of The Athletic for giving us the following information. According to him, unexpected development. The Knicks have signed first-round pick Pacome Dottier to 80% of the rookie scale. The move will save the Knicks a significant amount of money, $904,000, under the 2024-2025 hard cap. The Knicks also paid a buyout to his German team. And according to Ian Bagley, they paid $850,000 to his German club in order to buy him out and sign their first-round draft pick, Pacome Dottier. Fred Katz states, I believe the last player to take 80% of the rookie scale in year one of a contract was Kevin Porter Jr. in 2019. Katz continues here by stating, to give you all an idea of how rare it is for a player to sign for 80% of the rookie scale in year one, here are the last three times it had happened before Dottier. Kevin Porter Jr., 2019. Andre Roberson, 2013. Ian Mahimi, 2007. Even though Pacome Dottier took a pay cut, it's clear the Knicks value him, they think highly of him, and they want him a part of this team. The reasons for that? Well, number one, they bought him out of his German club. They didn't have to do that. If they really wanted to keep him as a drafting stash, they wouldn't have done that. But the reason they did is because they anticipate him playing in Summer League and potentially getting a roster spot and making it on the roster for the Knicks next season. That's important for New York. He is our first round pick. We have to treat him that way, and we have to increase his value. Not only that, but the Knicks have also ensured that even though he's taking a major pay cut in year one, the following years of his contract, as mentioned, he is getting 120% of his deal. That means he's going to be getting all the money that he's missing in year one. So we don't have to feel bad for him at all in terms of the money that he's missing out on. He is definitely going to get that money back and then some. Who knows if he gets sponsorships, endorsements, and anything like that. Being part of New York, being part of the Knicks, being in this market gives you a lot of opportunities. And I'm sure that's what the Knicks were telling him when he was taking this major pay cut. But it is something to note that even though the Knicks asked him to take this pay cut, which essentially gives them more room to operate this year, and this year is important for them because moving forward, every year after this year, it's going to be hard for the Knicks to operate with the same roster that we have without making some severe cuts and letting go of some players. Because all the players that we have on the roster right now, they're likely going to need to get paid. Jalen Brunson, Julius Randle, we're talking about all those guys, they're going to be getting paid. OG Anunoby already got paid. Mikal Bridges soon will be getting paid. These are things we're going to have to consider as a Knicks team. Because moving forward, we're going to have to keep our team competitive, but also have players on this team that are low cost. And that's where the rookies come in. And the Knicks doing this, not only with Pacome Dottier and making sure he's a Knick for the next few years, but also doing the same with their second round pick in Tyler Kolek, a player that slipped out of the first round and the Knicks went ahead and signed in the second round. They gave him a guaranteed contract, $6.6 million in guaranteed money, the most money that's guaranteed for a second round pick. It's clear with the Knicks, they value their rookies, they value them on this team, and they are developing them as the Knicks of the future. That's why for me right now, I am so excited for the Knicks this year, headed into next season, and each and every year after that. I also want to mention that the Knicks, after they signed their rookie, Pacome Dadier, they released the following press release about him and gave us the following information on him. Shout out to New York Basketball on the App X for giving us this following information as well. According to them, Pacome Dadier, 18 years old, 6'9", 220 pounds. Let's make sure we get this all understood. He is 6'9", 18 years old, so still very young, very green, needs a lot of work. His offensive game is very good. His shot, very good. His defense, not really there. The way he moves on the court still needs to be better. His conditioning needs to improve a lot. But if he can get better in all of these areas, which I think he can and will, because he's young, he's determined, and clearly everybody within the Knicks organization loves this kid, loves his impact, and loves his ability. And if they can cultivate that, develop that, make him an even better offensive player, an even better defender, the Knicks may have just uncovered a gem in the draft. We're going to have to wait and see how he progresses and what he does over the course of his career with the Knicks. But as of right now, looking at his game, even his early game in Germany, it looks very good and the prospects are high. But let's continue here and see what else the Knicks have to say about him. In his lone season at Ratio Farm Alum, Germany, he played in 36 games, one start, averaging 6.8 points, 52.7% from the field and 39.7% from the field, and 2.6 rebounds over 15.5 minutes. He recorded 17 points on 70% shooting, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists against the Santanics NBC December 29, 2023. Dadier also registered 15 points on 55.6% shooting, 5 rebounds, and 1 assist against MHP Ludwigsburg March 31st. So a couple of things about this kid. Number one, as you can clearly see, he can score with the best of them. And he can score from anywhere on the floor, especially from three. The Knicks are definitely going to utilize that, and they can take that coming off of the bench. Hopefully, he does see some time. Another thing that works in his favor is that with his team in Germany, he was basically playing the role of a role player. And the Knicks need more of that on this team. If he can step up and utilize those gifts on offense that he has, especially when his name is called on the Knicks, he is going to go a far and long way for this team. And I anticipate that even though he's young and he's green, he is going to see some time off the bench for the Knicks next season. Now, admittedly, it might be during garbage time. And with the roster that we have this year, it's likely the Knicks are going to have a lot of time at the end of games where it's going to be garbage time. Because the way we're set up, the roster that we have right now is going to run through the league when healthy. I can't wait for summer league to start. I can't wait for the regular season to start. I am absolutely hype. Hype for the season that we're going to have. Hype for the roster that we have right now. Hype for the rookies that we're going to be able to see showcased in Summer League. This is important because we're going to see the Knicks of the future. And then come this regular season, we're going to see the Knicks run through the entire league, blow teams out, make a statement, and tell everybody, let everybody know why the Knicks are here, our time is now, and for the next 4 to 5 years, expect the Knicks chasing an NBA Finals title. And that's something I can't wait to see. And the Knicks are doing it by building their roster right. They're adding the right players through free agency. They're trading for the right players and not giving up the farm in the process. And even better than that, they're drafting again. But what's more important is they're drafting right. They're drafting for talent that they need. And once they identify it, they're signing those players to long-term contracts at a very low cost. That way they can help the Knicks now and in the future. Thank you, Leon. Thank you, Tom Thibodeau. Thank you, Jalen Brunson. Thank you to this entire Knicks organization for creating this culture and giving us this identity. And most importantly, thank you to Pacome Dottier, our rookie in the first round of this year's draft, who took a lot less in his first year with the Knicks to allow us to have more flexibility headed into free agency of this year so we can sign another impactful player this year. That's important, and it's something we need to praise this kid for. Not a lot of rookies do it, as we clearly just covered, but he did for this Knicks team, and that's important. But what about you guys? What do you think about Pacome Dottier, the Knicks' first-round pick in this year's draft, taking a lot less in his first year for the Knicks? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.